Welcome back to the Vikings Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Elliot Nathan. On this month's episode, we'll have a special guest host and athletic director, Josh Morton. Josh is first going to be joined by Augustana football's Jake Lacina, who recently won the Remington Trophy for the best center in Division II football. Josh then catches up with Olivia Montez Brown, an Augustana student athlete on the track and field team and the defending Division II pentathlon indoor national champion and NSIC field athlete to watch for 2020. Enjoy!
I'm Josh Morton, athletic director at Augustana, and pleased to be joined by our latest first team All-American. Augustana football's Jake Lacina is a senior center from St. Paul, Minnesota, just named this week a first team All-American. So Jake, when you first heard that, Jake Lacina, first team All-American, what'd you think?
I'm not gonna lie, I woke up to several notifications from Twitter. So someone mentioned me in something, and I saw the All-American and first team. I teared up a little bit, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, you know, that's cool.
That's something you work for since you get there, you know. Yeah. Like, once you commit, you're like, hey, I want to be an All-American. You know, you set your goals for yourself, and it happened, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
Yeah, no, that's great. And of course, it's special, too. Your dad, Corbin, of course, played here,
yep.
Was an All-American here. And I think it's special, too, that your picture will go right alongside his, right? They're saving a spot right by Corbin's.
That's exactly. I walked by his picture every day, you know, 4.5 years. It seemed like he was looking at me, watching me. I think, you know, I want to get on that wall. You know, I'm going to do what I can to get on that wall. And just to finally do it is just special.
Yeah, and I don't know, I think people realize how special it is, but to be a first-team All-American, we've had 43 in our history, so we've been playing football for a long time, and you're the 43rd first-team All-American. It's not easy.
Yeah, no, I realize that, and that's just something that just makes me just so excited, and, like, that's the top, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's huge. I appreciate it, you know? I appreciate my fellow linemen for helping me get there, my coaches. It's a group effort, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we'll talk about your next steps here in a minute, but you started every game as a Viking since you redshirted your first year, right?
Yep.
And then played four straight years. As an offensive lineman, that's tough to do.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to do.
Yeah.
I would say not a lot of people can say that. The guy before me, Bill Long, he did the same thing. He started 45 straight games.
Wow.
And I came in, I remember, I want to break that record, you know. I want to do that too. And ended up getting the 45 straight, and it's a blessing as well, you know.
Like, yeah.
Football is a dangerous game, and to be able to say that is pretty,
yeah,
pretty exciting.
I would agree. And this season was a special one. Just the fifth playoff team in Augustana history. One thing that stands out for you over the 12 games?
Oh, man. Coming into this year, everyone knew that this team was special.
Yeah.
You know, the whole team bonding and just having each other's backs. We all knew something was special, and we all wanted to win. I would say just, like, that whole group team mentality going to every game and just wanting to win.
Yeah.
You know, we've been through the 4-7 year, you know. We went to 7-4, and it's like, let's do something special this year.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was on board with that, and we did it. So,
that's great. Pretty gratifying
for
you. Also, throughout the fall, NFL scouts, and last year too, were coming in to watch you. What's that like? You know, because they always make their presence known because they're wearing their NFL logo. You know they're there. You probably meet with them when they're here anyway. But adds a little pressure even to a Tuesday or Wednesday practice, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So the beginning of the season, they would come through, and, like, those practices, they would come, and it's like, okay, they're not here. Don't pretend like they're not here. You know, don't freak out over it. It was a little shocking, you know, like,
yeah.
When they came in the spring, you know, took my measurements and stuff like that. I was like, wow, this could be a real possibility. And it's definitely there's a little added pressure when they're there watching your every move and they're taking notes. You don't know what they're writing, you know.
your dad, of course, had a nice long NFL career. What has he told you about the next level?
Oh, man, I don't know, but just he played all 11 years, you know. He enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah.
I remember a little bit of it when I was a little kid, and it's just, yeah, he doesn't really say much about, yeah. like, he just enjoyed it, had a good time, you know.
Yeah.
Played with a lot of great players and, you know, had a good time.
So for here for you, I know we were talking before, you're the immediate next step as far as the NFL is what for you?
So right now I'm just relaxing.
Yeah.
You know.
Taking finals next week.
Taking finals, gotta finish academically. Yep. And then I'm gonna see what kind of invites I get, whether that's, you know, a combine or an all-star game, or just see how that all plays out. I'll probably do a pro day somewhere, Minnesota or SDSU, and then we'll just go from there, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll have to do all the other stuff, you know, get an agent and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, I just want to keep playing football, so
yeah.
I'm going to do what I can to see how that works out.
No, that's great, and on track to graduate, and what will your degree be in?
Business administration with emphasis in management.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. I'm going to ask you a question about your high school, too.
Oh, wow.
Creighton Durham Hall. Put out some pretty good athletes.
Yeah, they have.
Over the last 40 years.
Yep, they really have. That is a very good school. There's been plenty of NFL players. I think there's 11 or 12 of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them are offensive linemen as well. So, you know, growing up, when I went there, I actually had two of my coaches both play in the NFL. So,
yep.
So there's definitely a history of excellence there.
Yep. No, that's great. All right, now we're going rapid-fire questions, okay?
Okay, all right.
These are tough ones. Really tough. All right, first thing that comes to mind, your favorite class at Augustana?
Oh, man. Favorite class. This is a tough one.
You must have a lot of them then. Goodness.
Maybe just maybe not a specific class, but a class with Professor Harris.
Okay.
You know, he was an interesting person to listen to.
Sure.
Jason Harris. A lot of good lectures.
Gotcha. Okay, if you didn't play football, you would play what sport?
Oh, man. Maybe baseball.
Okay. All right. You'd be a pretty good cleanup hitter. Most famous grad of Creighton Durham Hall is?
Joe Maurer?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty tough to beat.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So.
I think I'd take Joe Maurer. All right. So you guys had some different jersey pant combinations this year. Your favorite one is what?
Absolutely the gold on gold.
Okay.
That is my favorite one.
That's the picture we used for your
All-Americans. Yes, I voted for that every week.
Good. Is there a class that surprised you that you weren't sure you'd like, but you ended up really liking the class?
Oh, man. Maybe like the nutrition class,
because
you actually learn something.
Yeah, good.
And that you actually benefit from that on a daily life.
Absolutely. So along with that, you're an offensive lineman too. So when you look at the menu at the dining hall, this gets you most excited when you see it on the menu.
I'm not gonna lie, I like the meatball subs from the from the Commons. They do the trick for me.
You'll miss them. You'll miss them next year. All right, Jake Lacina, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again on being a first-team All-American, the 43rd in Augustana football history, and we look forward to following your next 6 months getting ready for the next level for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Pleased to be joined by our national champion. Olivia Montez-Brown is a senior track and field student-athlete from Cheshire, England, the reigning national champ in the indoor pentathlon. How do you approach it? Coming in as you'll be a marked woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going through, everyone knows what you did. So how do you approach that?
I don't worry about it, because it's like, okay, it's cool that I won nationals, but it's like, if you go in being too confident, like, oh, I won, it's never gonna go as well as it.
Yeah.
You plan for it, you know. So I'm just like, it's a new year, new season. Cool, I won, but time to move on and hopefully win another one, or try to win another one. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this weekend in Brookings, you're not necessarily doing the multi events. You're going to work on a few other things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Going to run the hurdles.
The 60 hurdles, the long jump, and then 4x4. So
okay,
we'll see how that goes.
All right. I didn't mention too, you're also academic all NSIC, academic all district. How have you balanced the two, as a student at Augustana and also being an elite athlete?
I think just getting older. I like learned to prioritize certain things. Like freshman year and even some sophomore year, I'm like, I'll be okay. And then I realized like track is going to end at some point in life, so I need to like get my grades up and work on that. So
now, last spring after national championship, we did do a podcast. So if people want to go back and get some more background, but maybe some people hearing you speak for the first time, this young woman from Cheshire, England, how in the world is she in Sioux Falls?
I know, honestly, I get asked that a lot, but yeah, the coaches found me on Facebook, contacted me, never looked up Augie, got on a plane, showed up in January, and was like, here we go.
There you go. And here we are, lucky to have you. Yep. And in May, you'll graduate.
Yep. Hopefully.
Then what?
I want to go do the grad assistant in track and field somewhere nice and warm, California maybe, I don't know. And I just want to go coach track because I love track.
Yeah.
But I just know it's not going to be something I can do professionally afterwards.
Yeah.
So why not go help people who want to be like successful athletes? So
yeah. And so if you were not a track and field athlete, what would you be? What kind of athlete would you be? What sport would you play?
I don't know, because in England we don't do like a load of different sports. So I've been doing track since I was like 12. And I'm not athletic enough for like basketball. Maybe soccer. I used to play soccer, you know, like every British person does. Right. So.
And you even called it soccer, so you've been Americanized.
Yes, because I know I'll get criticized if I call it football. So.
Very good. This fall, we did get a taste of the new Larson Track and Field complex, and I know it'll get used more this spring. What's it like to be able to walk across the street?
It's great.
Yeah.
You know, because usually we have to drive 5-10 minutes out of town, but it's just nice to like we have a place to call home. It's really nice track too, a nice surface. So,
It's fast, right?
Yep, very fast. You know,
fast track.
PR that's times every day.
That's the most important thing. So, in the indoor season, it's a pentathlon, so it's five events. In the outdoor season, you add two, the heptathlon. The mental strain of that, I got to believe that mental toughness is just as important as anything.
Yep.
In that 2 days.
I think obviously you have to be athletic to do like sports in general.
Yeah.
But with the multis, I think mental like factor takes like is a big part of it. Because it's like indoors at nationals, I was bawling my eyes out after the hurdles. I'm like, Greg, I've lost this. There's no chance of me like coming back from this. And then I had to move on and obviously I ended up winning. But it was just like I had to tell myself, like, you can't cry about it. It's done. Move on.
That's hard.
Yeah. Especially for like the freshman. I'm trying to tell Liz, like, hey, it's going to take a lot of mental strength to get through it, but you just have to tell yourself you can and you will.
There you go. Yeah. So what do you miss most about home?
I'd have to say my family, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I do love, like, Liverpool. I think a lot of Americans know Liverpool, the Beatles.
Yep.
And just, like, going to, like, a restaurant and just having, like, British food. Like pies or like potato. Whereas here it's a lot of like burgers and stuff. Yeah, so it's fish and chips. I missed just a good fish and chip.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we may try to do it, but.
Well, I had some in Alabama and it was terrible.
Okay.
Terrible.
Okay.
So I missed the seaside fish and chips.
Okay. Very good. But you will be able to go home for Christmas break?
I'm going home for like a couple of days because it's way too expensive to go home. So I'm going to go visit family for a bit and then I'll be back.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, our winter sport athletes with J-term is interesting around here because it's kind of condensed classes, not as many students on campus, but most of our student athletes are usually here.
Yep. And like that's the time that most students will have fun. And it's like we got to have fun, but then also remember like we're going to get into our peak of season too, so we can't like just go to class and then chill and watch Netflix for like a couple hours, you know?
It's good. It's good habits, Olivia. All right, so now I'm going to go through some rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
First thing that comes to mind, okay?
Okay, okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Your favorite class at Augustana?
It's tough because all of them right now are terrible. But maybe like my dance class I took at Augie last spring. Great, I loved it. We learned how to cha-cha, jitterbug, all that stuff. So
okay.
It's a fun class.
Okay, that works. I'll remind everybody, you are an academic all-conference, academic all-district, so we know you have, you may not enjoy it all the time.
Yes.
You're a good student. Favorite thing to do on a flight home?
Watch movies.
Okay.
Eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
Yep.
Favorite place in Sioux Falls?
Favorite place in Sioux Falls. They had a trampoline park that was really fun to go to. I can't remember where it was, but or the apple orchard, really fun in the fall.
Okay. If I was your coach, I would tell you to stay away from the trampoline park.
Yes, that was a couple of years ago.
Don't need you to get injured at the trampoline park. So is there a class that surprised you that you liked, that you said, I'm not sure if I'm going to like this going in, but you ended up really liking it?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Biology, actually, human anatomy.
Okay.
Tough class, but I loved like learning obviously about the body, and dissecting stuff was pretty cool too, I guess. So
very good. All right, Olivia, best of luck this winter. We look forward to following you on your quest to repeat as a national champion.
Thank you.
All right.